Commissioner Burkett, you bring up a good point. I mean, if you look at Benny Russell, you've got a speed limit of 20 mile an hour for the school zone, and you've got top speeds of 71 miles per hour, 60 mile per hour, and 55 mile per hour during a school zone and during school time. That's egregious, and
That was Colton Wright, Santa Rosa County Commission Chairman, District 5 Representative, Gulf Breeze and Midway. And, of course, they were talking about the school speed zone cameras, which they did pass 5-0. 5-0, 4-0, 5. It was unanimous. I think it was 5. I think Radington was there. Joining us now, we have Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson. One of his majors was there giving explanations, very good explanations, Doug Bigman. Sheriff, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. So, let's talk a little bit about this because, you know, we've covered this pretty extensively, but it's still, you know, there's not everybody's always listening. This is for 11 miles over, and this is going to be for what? All of the school speed zones that are 20 miles an hour or less, so 20 and 15, right?
Right. Correct.
And so it's a $100 ticket. It's operated by this independent company. Money gets split up amongst a bunch of different agencies. None of it is like just plain old revenue, though, right?
Correct. And it doesn't go against your points on your driver's license. So your insurance doesn't go up, that kind of thing. It's strictly, it's kind of like a civil citation. And so it doesn't rack up points for you.
And there's always an officer or a deputy at the back end making sure that before the citation goes out, they put eyes on the situation to make sure, well, that wasn't actually a school vacation day, that the camera just didn't understand.
Correct.
Or whatever circumstance justifies not sending it out, right?
Yes, it has to get verified by one of my deputies before the ticket's actually sent.
And there's even, Major Ringman's even said that there's a line on the ticket itself where you can reply that it wasn't you, that it was somebody else. Is that correct?
Yes.
I'm wild. Okay. All right. So the thing that I've noticed in this conversation is it's happening all the time. Like, it's 3/4 of the people would be in violation if you put this thing up today. And I got to imagine that for these SROs who literally cannot leave their post to go chase down a speeder, it's got to be maddening.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. And like you said, they can't leave the school because what happens when they're out there enforcing traffic violations and somebody goes into a school with a gun? I mean, that's, you know, you don't want a school shooting to occur anyways, but definitely not because your SRO is out doing traffic.
And so the prohibitive cost of putting people with their cruisers out there to try to enforce this, it would just be exorbitantly expensive to make that happen, plus being able to find the people who can do it. On the other side, I've raised kind of 2.5 objections or questions today just because I think the other side doesn't have nothing to say. One is the due process question, which I think the courts are going to figure that out. One is, I know I have inadvertently sped through school speed zones, not very often, but because, you know, the speed limit's 40 and now all of a sudden it's 20 and I didn't realize it or whatever. I blinked. I don't know. I hate to see people get a ticket for inadvertency, but I get that you broke the law. I mean, if somebody had caught me, I would have, sure enough, I broke the law.
Right.
But some of these school zones are like 15 miles an hour. The one by my house, it's 15 miles an hour. And every time I'm like, oh, good Lord, I can walk faster than this. It's so slow.
Yeah. Well, this is what I say to that. And, you know, I get it. It is a pain in the, you know what, to have to suffer through a school zone, especially when you're in a hurry or whatever. But I think the main focus here needs to be on the kids and the kids' safety. So, you know, I would tell everybody to leave the house a little earlier if you're worried about, if you have to go through 3 school zones to get to work, just start leaving a little earlier and just do the speed limit. I mean, it's not that hard and, you know, you're actually protecting children. So, hey, it's a good thing.
I'm going to do one more devil's advocate with you because it's been asked of me, and it was literally the question I had, which is this.
Sure.
I believe in school speed zones. I believe in protecting kids. You know that.
Yeah.
There's still a part of me that hears, okay, 75% or 74%, I think was the number, of people are traveling 11 miles an hour or faster, and some of them are doing ridiculously high speeds. And in spite of that, I never hear of incidents. I never hear, and I mean, I don't ever want to have it happen, but I never hear of kids getting hit. I never hear of incidents. And so is it really as dangerous as we think if there aren't any incidents, or is it we're just kind of, we've made this artificially low speed and now we're trying to enforce it because we want to feel good about kids' safety, but in the real world, it doesn't turn out to be an actual problem. Convince me that that's just a total mistake.
Okay, if you think that, if that's your thought process, then I would say this. We've never had a school shooting in Santa Rosa County, so let's pull all the SROs out of the schools and just put them back on patrol and answering calls, because we haven't had a school shooting, so we can just pull them. I mean, that's the mentality, see? So you say, yeah, we've never had an incident. So we say, okay, carte blanche to the school zones, and a kid gets killed. Now we start putting in processes to protect the kids, or you want to do it to where it never, ever happened. So that's my argument back.
Somebody had sent me a really good, I forget the name of the person, like a risk hierarchy that basically said for every death, it was, you know, 40 injuries, and for every 40 injury, I forget the number, but it was like 300 close calls, and then, you know, 1,000 incidents kind of, and it's just a statistics game. And if you have, if you have this many people speeding, eventually you're going to have that many incidents. And do you want to be the one that, you know, let people speed through the school zones and then some kid gets killed and then you have to explain to their parents and their family why you didn't do more to enforce it?
Exactly. Exactly.
By the way, the reason we're not talking about major crimes that took place in Santa Rosa County is we had a fairly uneventful week, yeah?
Yes, correct. And hopefully it stays that way. It would be nice.
Wouldn't it be great if we did 52 interviews and no
crimes?
That's
not going to happen.
I mean, you know, I might start to talk about your budget a little bit. Anyway, joke. sorry.
That's okay.
Hey, just since we're kind of on that subject, it had come up in Escambia County. The commission in Escambia County was talking about next year's budget, and it wouldn't be next year's; it'd be the year after that with the property tax issue. If that hits, the very high likelihood that we would pass a referendum that would dramatically reduce county budgets, and that they were talking about the 3-year deal with Sheriff Simmons. I know you and Chip get along well, but what are you? How are you guys thinking about that? I know some of the proposals say it wouldn't affect public safety, would not be allowed to affect public safety, but you know, money is money, and if there's, you know, that much less money, maybe a quarter of county revenues, Santa Rosa would suffer too. Have you guys started to think about what that might mean?
Yeah, we have, and, you know, they just put me under a MSTU, so I don't know. It depends on which version passes, but I don't know if it would affect a MSTU or not.
Ooh, you know, so, I think it good question. I think it still does. Because that's ad valorem. That's an ad valorem related on your homestead. So I think it still would be prohibited. Because I remember specifically reading the ordinance and thinking, oh, we can work around this with an MSBU, you know, or an MSTU, you know. And it seems like that again depends on what they pass. Obviously, as you said exactly.
Yeah. So I mean, if they pass it, you know, and I'm all about. I agree 100% that if you have a house and you've paid for your house, you don't need to continue paying taxes. I mean, that's crazy. You'll never own your house under any circumstances, and I get that. And I think they should do away with that. 100%. If you own your home and it's your homestead, you shouldn't have to pay property taxes of any kind whatsoever. Unless, I would put a caveat on that, if you have kids in the school system, pay for the school tax. If you don't, then no tax whatsoever. I mean, that's the way I look at it. But, you know, how many people get to own their home nowadays, too, also?
Yeah, so. And it's a kind of a fairly unserious proposal that sort of philosophically exempts homesteaders because of that issue, but only from the county slice and not from, for example, the school slice. Like, it's the same argument, you know, if you should own, you should own. Switching gear. Oh, and of course, what I know you also think is, hey, but the money has to come from somewhere. So if we're going to cut it here, we're going to find a replacement. You know, that's
exactly
part of being serious. I want to talk just briefly about the flock cameras. Pardon me for asking a stupid question. You guys do have them in place in Santa Rosa County, right?
Yes, we do.
Okay. The a criticism that has been raised by one city council member in Pensacola and by members of the public is, we don't like the fact that we don't know where they are. The police should tell us where they are. And because, you know, who's going to watch the watchers? Who's going to make sure this would be done appropriately? Now I know what my answer to this is. I'm curious what your answer is. I'll give you mine if you want me to go first, but my answer is pretty, go ahead. I want to hear what yours is.
Yeah, mine's pretty basic. Yeah, let's tell all the criminals where the cameras are so they can avoid them. So when you kill somebody and you want to get away, you're going to avoid certain roads because you don't want to get caught on a flock camera. So, yeah, let's do that. Let's help the criminals commit crimes, and it'd be a great place. Why not? If you think that, you need to move to California because they love criminals out there and they protect them. Here, we try to put them in jail, and flock cameras are a huge part of that. And the location of them being secret is 100% to get criminals. So if you're a law-abiding citizen, you know, my family goes through all these roads all the time. I don't care where they're at because I'm not breaking the law. Don't care.
You know,
so that's my argument.
When I heard this criticism, what I think is, well, the problem with these folks is they're not serious enough about their view, because if you think that all the flock cameras should be publicly disclosed, like on a map or on your GPS, then I think that in real time, Santa Rosa Sheriff and PPD and ECSO and Gulf Breeze should all, and Milton, you know, they should all be putting out every stakeout location, every pictures of every undercover officer. I mean, you should have all of the units should be on a screen so that we can all see where they are, so that we can avoid them like they're avoiding the ICE agents. Like, we should have that publicly disclosed, because we just want to make sure that we know what's going on. Transparency in government.
Right. Yeah, it makes absolutely no sense. And the reason why we have such a low crime rate in Santa Rosa County, most of our citizens understand what's going on. The majority of them do. And the majority of them don't care where the flock cameras are because they're not breaking the law. They don't care. So, you know, for all these people, I demand to know where they're at. Yeah, shut up. Go somewhere like California and you'll be happy. They protect criminals out there and they coddle them. That's why their crime is totally out of control. But we're not going to do it here in Santa Rosa County.
Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson, as always, sir, thank you for the time. And I really appreciated your major being there to explain a lot of this stuff at the county commission meeting. And, you know, I thought clarified a lot of points, which is good. You know, explaining things to people, especially when they think stupid stuff like, oh, they're putting speed cameras on all the roads. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Make it stop.
Flock's got nothing to do with speeding.
Yeah. There's flock cameras. There's red light cameras. And there's speed cameras in school zones. And none of those are just randomly out on Highway 87 making sure you're not speeding. So
exactly.
Sheriff, as always, thank you for the time. We'll talk to you again next week.
Yes, sir. Take care.